This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Imagine what the hell is going on with Kirk Cousins, because we knew there was going to be rust, and you talked about whatever, everyone to quantify it, coming off the Achilles. He talked about it with us. He knew after about a calendar year, he'd be right. And now here we are a calendar year out, and he's just going backwards. So I don't know if this is a physical thing, because the knock on Cousins was he'll put up all the stats in the regular season, and he'll fold fair or unfair in the postseason.
Let's talk to Sean. Sean, thank you for calling in Carrollton. We appreciate you listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Where do you start? Hey, man.
Hey there. Look, I look at this objectively. I stop letting these Falcons upset me. I've been a season ticket holder 4 years. I've been through some rough things. Listen, they made this decision in the offseason to get Kirk Cousins, right? It's a big risk.
Yep.
And we're dealing with the consequences of that risk, and then we draft a quarterback at 8, and now we're dealing with the consequences of that risk, and we're just, as fans, we should be used to this from the Falcons, this mediocreness, this high-low.
Sean, when you say used to this, right, I hear you. We call it Falcon fatigue. I talk about being in an abusive relationship all the time, right? Okay? We haven't been in the playoffs in a long time. I'm never used to losing. I'm sorry. I'm not a loser. Never have been. Don't intend to be one. And I don't expect our teams who show up every week to think about losing and we should be used to it. I don't want to hear that part of this. But what you're saying is this is the consequence of going with a guy like Kirk Cousins when you made the decision to go get him.
Right. Now, look, as we said, the debate was if you didn't see, and now we've realized Jared Verse was the guy. If there's a guy now worth taking at 8, it was Jared Verse. But he wasn't perceived that on draft weekend. But regardless, you needed to spend some money on the defensive side, beef up the pass rush, we've talked about that, and then just commit to Penix and get a serviceable backup. Upgrade from Heineke to somebody like Jacoby Brissett, and let's go to work. Or even go for Fields and then draft Penix if you want to do that, if you want to have a cheaper option, right?
Yes.
But they didn't. They decided to double down on quarterback. But to me, it's either one or the other. Spend the money on the defense and let Penix go to work. I don't know what's up with Cousins. You know, when we were 6-3 and Cousins was throwing for 500 yards and coming from behind against the Eagles, and all of a sudden you felt like, wow, we got a guy who's got that special something. And all of a sudden, then Cousins just has wilted. So let's be honest. Three weeks ago, we weren't having this argument about Kirk Cousins.
No. But we have to now.
It's a necessity. Right. He hasn't thrown a touchdown, and he's given you six interceptions in 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks. That's a problem. Let's talk to Ham in Hampton. Ham, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, where you start?
Hey, man. What's up, guys?
What's up, Joe?
Listen, let me just say this first of all. I'm a New York Giants fan, so I know what bad quarterback play looks like because I've been suffering with it.
Fair enough.
Since they got rid of Daniel Jones. But my statement is this. The Falcons have three quarterbacks. They got Desmond Cousins, Kirk Ritter, and Michael Penix. When in the hell are y'all going to let Michael Penix play? I'll hang up.
Hey, man. Well, we talked about Ritter. Ritter wasn't ready for prime time, and he isn't now either. But as far as Penix, yes. You've got to try to get a spark. When your quarterback doesn't have his A-game card, you've just got to go with something. And I just don't think Ron wants that heat. I don't think the organization wants what's going to come with Penix having to replace a guy that's paying $100 million to.
All right. So, Mike, and you may be right about that, but let me ask you guys this: do you want to win?
Exactly.
Are we trying to win? Or are we trying to showcase and make sure that everybody feels good and nobody's in their bag? Are we trying to win, Atlanta? I'm asking. If we're trying to win, then you do whatever's necessary to win. And then at the end of the day, I don't give a damn about what anybody else says. Do you think the Pittsburgh Steelers care about whether or not anybody cares they went with Justin or Russ?
Right.
You know what? They're winning. Nobody at this point cares. All we know is that's a pretty good team, and however it shook out and the decisions that were made is about winning. That's where I'm at. I don't want to hear about this. We don't want to do it because it – why?
Yeah, I mean, you'd know when your quarterback doesn't have it. You know, when he gave you that pick, you've got to pull him. It's happened before. Great. There's quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame that got pulled when they're having a bad day. And I just think, well, look, we'll try to get Coach Rada, give us his reasoning. He spoke a little bit about this after the game on Sunday, but we'll be up there at Flowery Branch exclusively on Wednesday. But why? When you know your guy can't get the job done, you've got to get Penix in there.
All right.
And if he stinks it up, okay, so be it, but you tried it.
Correct. And then you can say, hey, Falcon fans, this is why we were reluctant, but regardless, I did it. And then you go back to whatever it is you need to go back to. But you can't have somebody like that on the bench, taken with a high draft pick and the expectations of being a franchise quarterback, and you're having three bad weeks in a row?
Right.
This isn't about yesterday. This is the culmination of 3 weeks of not doing it. And then you go, okay, well, what's happening? Let's talk to Easy. Easy E, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man. So, yeah. I think we need to give Kirk Cousins the Private Pal treatment on Full Metal Jacket, tie him down to a bed, and beat him with soap bars until he snaps out of it. I don't know what else to say, man. We need this guy. I think this team is going to only go as far as he can take us. Now, Coach wanted somebody with smarts, somebody who could get the ball off, and somebody who could think this through. Do I think it's all up top? Yes. But it's time for him to come through now. We still have this division at hand. We can still win this thing. We need to go out there, snap out of it, go do it. Because at the end of the day, Mike Smith said, sacks are overrated. And in this game, he was right. Because it doesn't matter how many sacks we
true.
Get, we throw the damn ball away every chance we get.
All right. Look, the defense, I appreciate you, brother. The defense has been really, you know, at times driving us crazy, really pulling hair out of your head because they just don't get the pressure. But this game, 5 sacks, they create a fumble that you turn into a touchdown because they're getting after it. You know, we've talked so much about Caden Ellis, he and Grady combined for a sack, all those things we wanted to see. The defense is like, okay, this part of the building was ready out of the bye. What is the excuse for Zach Robinson and this offense?
Nothing. There is no excuse. Matter of fact, shame on you, Zach, for not being ready and not having a game plan that was worth a damn. Oh, wait, you did have a game plan. It was called Bijan Robinson in the first quarter, who had 42 yards and 18 yards receiving, and then you went away from it.
Well, he had 26 carries. Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Right.
He should have been Walter Payton yesterday. You should have had him with 38 carries the way he was toting the rock. Continue to do what is successful and stop trying to put this pressure on Kirk Cousins to make these damn throws, and then he's throwing interceptions, and here we are.
The other thing is, in Orinth, he found this number on the interweb. Pretty amazing. 11 of Kirk Cousins' 13 interceptions this season, and 3 of the 4 on Sunday, have come out of the pistol formation. He's not comfortable in it. He looked, Carl, like a fish out of water the first few weeks, and we chalked that up to you was the Achilles injury. He was not 100%. But now, why are you monkeying around? He should be under center. Is there a physical thing to Kirk Cousins that nobody's talking about? I mean, I'm not making excuses, but at least that'll give me – I'll give you some leeway on that one. But he should be under center, play action. All the things that we thought we were going to see with this offense, you didn't see that coming out of the bye week.
We should be talking about Ellis and Ebikadi with 2 and Onyemata. We should be talking about these sacks and how good we feel and the adjustments made by Jesse whatever the defensive coordinator's name is.
And here we are talking about Cousins sucking. That's where we're at. We should be talking about all that yesterday.
Right.
Kentavious Street. We should be talking about these guys that we've been talking about as bums and not showing up, showing up big, and getting to Justin Herbert. 5 sacks?
And the other thing is, I mentioned Kyle Pitts earlier, and this is, for some reason, this becomes like a trigger for some guys. If you're not doing your job, we're going to call you out. We're calling Kirk Cousins out. He's not doing his job.
He's not doing his job.
Pitts is not part of the solution on offense. He's had 6 catches in 4 games. Okay? He is not a factor in this offense. And I don't know. I asked the question before the season began. What is Kyle Pitts going to look like in a Zach Robinson offense? Nothing. That's what it's going to look like. Nothing. So there's some soul searching that's got to be done with Pitts in this offseason, too. I know they picked up the club option, but there, you might want to think about moving Pitts this offseason because he's not a factor, and it's a waste. And there may be a team somewhere where he'll go and be a success. But I also think it also starts with Pitts looking at the man in the mirror and doing all the things they're asking him to do.
Look inside of himself.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys see what Brock Bowers is doing for the Raiders? He don't even have a quarterback.
Zero.
He doesn't even have a quarterback. This dude is unbelievable. Sometimes it is just about the dude. Let's talk to Ken in Murrow. Ken, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What are your thoughts? Where we're at with the Falcons? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
My first word is sigh. You know, I was worried when they were taking this lead in the division whether or not they were going to try to put it on some kind of level of cruise control. Being a Falcons fan all these years, it's amazing. This is the first time I've seen them lead in every positive category.
Yep.
Except for one, which was interceptions. And y'all lost the game. If you had told me your defense would get you 5 sacks, 2 picks, limit them to hardly but 1 little touchdown off of a pick 6, you led them in time of possession. You led them in rushing. You led them in passing. You led them in all of that, and you were still finding a way to lose today? Man, the level of creativity is something else. This, what you call it, Pitts. I was at the game. He had no interest. He goes for no catches. He tries to do no blocks. And this pistol formation, 3rd and 1, you're going to do a stretch play?
Jet sweep.
Come on.
Yeah, jet sweep.
I'm with you.
That to me, listen, Ken, that was reminiscent of Arthur Smith, right? It's the things that we said, Arthur, what are you doing? Like, and you can't criticize him. He's in Pittsburgh. They're doing different things up there. But the fact is, when he was here, that's what bugged us. We were like, get the ball in your – what's 3rd and 1? Give the ball to Tyler Algier and let's go get the 1 yard, Mike.
Right. It's the right job. And the right, thank you, Warren. It's the right man for the job. Use the right tool for the job.